Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, Describing a Great Storyteller. The ability to describe people vividly is a crucial skill in the IELTS speaking test. One common topic that often appears is describing a great storyteller. This article will provide you with valuable tips and sample answers to help you excel in this task and boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand that the describe a person who is a great storyteller topic falls under the category of personal descriptions. This type of question is frequently asked in IELTS Speaking Part 2, also known as the long turn or cue card section. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions related to storytelling. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you enjoy listening to stories? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, I do enjoy listening to stories. I find them entertaining and sometimes educational. When I was younger, my grandmother used to tell me bedtime stories, and I loved those moments. Band 8-9 answer: Absolutely. I'm captivated by storytelling in various forms, whether it's a gripping novel, a compelling podcast, or even an anecdote shared by a friend. I find that stories have a unique power to transport us to different worlds and perspectives. They're not just entertaining, but often serve as a vessel for wisdom and cultural understanding. Part 2, Long-Turn Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who is a great storyteller. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what kinds of stories they tell, and explain why you think this person is a great storyteller. Band 6-7 sample answer. The person I want to talk about is my grandfather. I've known him all my life, of course, as he's family. He's in his 70s now, but still very active and sharp. My grandfather tells all kinds of stories, but mostly about his life experiences. He grew up in a small village and later moved to the city for work, so he has many interesting tales about rural life and how things have changed over the years. I think he's a great storyteller because he's very expressive. He uses different voices for different characters and often acts out parts of the story. His stories are always interesting and often have a moral or lesson at the end. When he tells a story, everyone in the family gathers around to listen. He has a way of making even simple events sound exciting. I always look forward to his stories during family gatherings. Band 8-9, sample answer. The person I'd like to describe is my former literature professor, Dr. Johnson. I had the privilege of attending her classes during my undergraduate years, and her storytelling prowess left an indelible impression on me. Dr. Johnson is a veritable treasure trove of narratives, ranging from classic literary tales to personal anecdotes that illuminate the human condition. Her repertoire is impressively diverse, encompassing everything from Shakespearean dramas to contemporary short stories, all of which she brings to life with her dynamic narration. What sets Dr. Johnson apart as a master storyteller is her unparalleled ability to weave complex narratives into relatable experiences. She possesses an innate talent for modulating her voice and using vivid facial expressions that transport her audience into the heart of the story. Her impeccable timing for dramatic pauses and her knack for building tension make even the most familiar tales feel fresh and exciting. Moreover, Dr. Johnson's storytelling is not merely for entertainment, it's a powerful educational tool. She ingeniously uses stories to elucidate abstract concepts, making them tangible and memorable for her students. Her narratives often serve as springboards for profound discussions on literature, philosophy, and the human experience. In essence, Dr. Johnson's storytelling is a perfect blend of art and pedagogy. Her passion for literature is contagious, and her ability to ignite imagination and critical thinking through storytelling is truly remarkable. It's this rare combination of skills that, in my opinion, makes her an exceptional storyteller. Follow-up questions. How has technology changed the way we tell and consume stories? Band 6-7. Answer: Technology has changed storytelling a lot. Now we have ebooks, audiobooks, and online platforms where people can share their stories. It's easier to access stories from all over the world. Social media also allows people to tell their own stories through posts and videos. Band 8-9. Answer: Technology has revolutionized the landscape of storytelling in myriad ways. The advent of digital platforms has democratized the process, allowing anyone with an internet connection to become a storyteller. We've seen the rise of interactive narratives in video games, immersive experiences through virtual and augmented reality, and the proliferation of microfiction on social media platforms. Moreover, technology has blurred the lines between creator and consumer. User-generated content on platforms like YouTube and TikTok has given birth to new forms of collaborative storytelling. The algorithms that power these platforms have also changed how stories are discovered and consumed, often creating echo chambers, but also occasionally exposing us to diverse narratives we might not have encountered otherwise. However, this technological shift is not without its challenges. The abundance of content can lead to information overload, and the rapid-fire nature of digital storytelling might be eroding our attention spans. Nevertheless, I believe technology has ultimately enriched our storytelling traditions, offering new tools for creativity and expanding our global narrative tapestry. Do you think storytelling skills are important in professional settings? Band 67 answer. Yes, I think storytelling skills are important in professional settings. They can help make presentations more interesting and help explain complex ideas in a simpler way. Good storytellers can also inspire their team members and communicate the company's vision effectively. Band 89. Answer. Absolutely, I believe storytelling skills are invaluable in professional settings. In today's data-driven business world, the ability to craft compelling narratives can be a game changer. Effective storytelling can transform dry statistics into memorable insights, making complex information more digestible and impactful. In leadership roles, storytelling is a powerful tool for articulating vision, motivating teams, and driving change. Leaders who can weave personal anecdotes into their communications often foster stronger connections with their teams and stakeholders. This human touch can be crucial in building trust and loyalty. Moreover, in fields like marketing and branding, storytelling is the cornerstone of creating emotional connections with customers. A well-told brand story can differentiate a product in a crowded market and create lasting customer relationships. Even in technical fields, the ability to contextualize data through storytelling can make the difference between a good presentation and a great one that drives decision-making. In essence, storytelling in professional settings is not just about entertainment. It's about effective communication, persuasion, and inspiring action. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Question: how do you think storytelling traditions differ across cultures? Band 67. Answer: I think storytelling traditions can be quite different across cultures. Some cultures have a strong oral tradition, passing stories down through generations by word of mouth. Others might use more written forms. The types of stories can also vary, with some cultures focusing more on myths and legends, while others might tell more historical or personal stories. Band 89 answer. Storytelling traditions exhibit remarkable diversity across cultures, reflecting the unique historical, social, and philosophical contexts of each society. This diversity manifests in various aspects of storytelling. Firstly, the medium of transmission varies significantly. While some cultures, particularly indigenous ones, have rich oral traditions where stories are passed down through generations via spoken word, others heavily rely on written texts. In recent years, we've seen a convergence of these traditions with the rise of digital storytelling. The content and themes of stories also differ substantially. For instance, Nordic cultures often feature tales of heroic sagas and mythical creatures, while many African cultures use animal fables to impart moral lessons. Asian storytelling frequently incorporates elements of spirituality and filial piety. The structure and style of narratives can also be culturally specific. Western storytelling often follows a linear structure with a clear beginning, middle, and end, while some Eastern traditions might employ a more circular or episodic narrative style. Moreover, the role of the storyteller varies across cultures. In some societies, storytellers are revered elders or specially trained individuals, while in others, storytelling is a communal activity where everyone participates. It's also worth noting that globalization has led to a cross-pollination of storytelling traditions, creating new hybrid forms that blend elements from different cultures. This cultural exchange has enriched the global storytelling landscape while also raising important questions about cultural preservation and authenticity. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: captivating, adjective, captivating, very attractive or interesting. Example, his captivating stories kept us on the edge of our seats. Articulate, adjective, articulate, able to express thoughts and feelings easily and clearly. Example, she's an articulate speaker who can explain complex ideas simply. Engrossing, adjective, engrossing, absorbing all one's attention or interest. Example, the storyteller's engrossing tale made us forget about the time. Anecdote, a short, interesting story about a real incident or person. Example, he often uses personal anecdotes to illustrate his points. Vivid, adjective, vivid, producing powerful feelings or strong, clear images in the mind. Example, her vivid descriptions made the characters come to life. Examiner's advice: to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a great storyteller, use a wide range of vocabulary, including less common words and idiomatic expressions. Demonstrate your ability to use complex sentence structures accurately. Develop your ideas fully, providing specific examples and explanations. Maintain fluency throughout your response, avoiding long pauses or repetition. Practice describing people and their qualities regularly to improve your skills. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about answering the question, but doing so in a way that showcases your language abilities. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. For more tips on IELTS speaking, you might find these articles helpful. Describing a person you have recently met. Using such that for results in IELTS writing.